As the coronavirus pandemic rages on and protests continue in response to police brutality, all eyes are on local government officials to keep our communities safe. Hear why frustrated mayors across the nation are getting kind of sick of constituents paying such close attention to every little thing they do. And later, we'll take a look at the viral video taking over the internet of a duck riding on a jet ski. And since you're not here to watch it too, I'll explain it in excruciating detail. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Don't go anywhere, because this episode isn't even close to being over. It just started like less than a minute ago. Why would you think it was over? Frankly, I shouldn't have to explain this to you. Just stay with us. In the wake of an unprecedented health crisis, as well as mass protests in response to racial injustice and police brutality, it can feel like civil unrest is at an all-time high in America, and many are looking to government leaders at the local level to solve some of our most pressing issues. But that's not sitting so well with some top city officials. Today, frustrated mayors from dozens of cities across the country have demanded that constituents stop paying such close attention to every little goddamn thing they do. Here to talk about it is OPR local political correspondent Rebecca Neal. Rebecca, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
So it sounds like these mayors are getting a little more than they signed up for.
That's right. From major cities to small towns, mayors across the country are saying they're getting fed up with residents holding a magnifying glass up to them and constantly scrutinizing every decision they make. Here's Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther speaking today from Ohio on the frustrations he's felt in his newfound spotlight.
I'm tired of residents always trying to pick apart every little thing I say and do. Don't you people have anything better going on? You're probably gonna get angry at me for saying this, too. Ugh, just get off my case, okay? Quite frankly, it's bordering on obsessive.
Well, that's interesting, because I thought politicians loved attention. Why would they want people to ignore them?
Mayors love attention, sure, just not from normal people. Normal people whine constantly about their suffering, they argue, they just give them a headache. Rich donors and lobbyists, on the other hand, are perfectly welcome because they just tell them how great they are.
Hmm.
By and large, though, mayors are totally content to just collect their paychecks, shake a few hands at a shitty diner every now and then, and just live out their lives in relative obscurity.
Makes sense. So what are the potential consequences of this elevated level of scrutiny local officials are now experiencing?
Well, many mayors are claiming that this is a slippery slope where not only will constituents want to tell them their problems, but next thing you know, they'll also expect mayors to take actionable measures to solve them. They insist the entire system of local governance is dependent upon two things: dejected apathy and a 10% voter turnout. Without that, everything begins to fall apart. Here's how Miami Mayor Francis Suarez explained it today at a press conference of his own.
Look, the only reason I got elected so that I could get a parking spot downtown. But you chicken shit do-gooders had to ruin everything with all your loud protests and incessant calls to my office. I don't tell you how to do your job. Don't tell me how to do mine. Got it?
All right, heard loud and clear. But Rebecca, if not toward them, where would mayors prefer their residents direct their focus?
Well, several mayors have claimed that it would be better if residents went back to just forgetting their names entirely after voting for them and instead turned their anger back toward national politicians who aren't directly responsible for their problems like they have in the past.
Yeah, I totally get their frustration. If I'm being honest, even as the host of this show, the mayor of OPR, if you will, I get people all the time who are on my case about skimming money off the top to bankroll my lavish lifestyle.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Are you stealing money from the company while we're struggling under a pandemic?
It was just a joke.
You can go to jail for that, you know.
I'm kidding, it's funny. You're looking too deep into things. Please, let's go back to the mayor story.
Looking too deep? How much have you taken?
Jesus fucking Christ, mayors really do have it hard. All right, that's OPR's Rebecca
Neal.
Wait, thanks,
wait,
Rebecca.
Wait, don't cut me off, you son of a bitch!
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girly?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
One other thing I really do have in common with our country's mayors is that I don't want to hear from any of you people either, but I have to or I don't get paid. So today we're going to answer a few questions that have been submitted by you, the listener, using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. Our first question comes to us from Twitter user at FirewoodCat27, and they ask, Leslie, if you were elected the President of the United States, what would you do in office? That's an excellent question. I suppose the first thing I would do is pardon the man I framed for the murder I committed 23 years ago. Don't worry, it was for a story, but I've been feeling pretty guilty about that whole thing lately. I think I would also make it legal to marry your mother, you know, if you really wanted to. I just don't see the harm in it. But mostly, I would pretty much just continue doing what I always do, and that's read the news in a way that holds no one in power accountable. That way, no one would ever have to find out that I paid off all the election officials in order to win, so I'd never have to resign in disgrace. Oh, and aliens. I want to punch an alien, see what kind of sound it makes. Okay, our next question comes to us from at Wobro1984, and they ask, do you write the scripts for the episodes, or do you just read off a teleprompter? Well, this is radio, so I don't really need a teleprompter. I can kind of just read it off a sheet of paper if I wanted to, and you wouldn't know any better. But strangely enough, the way it really works is each morning I wake up thousands of miles away from my home in the desert with the words of the day's news tattooed all over my nude body, just covered head to toe. So if that counts as a teleprompter, then it's the second one. All right, and our final question of the day comes from Tom at TC2426 on Twitter. And their question is, how will this podcast continue after the apocalypse? Oh, you dim fool. You naive worm. Look around you. We're already past our days of borrowed time, and yet here I stand. Nothing, and I mean nothing, short of the devil sucking me down into the depths of hell through a straw made of fiery demon intestines, will prevent me from broadcasting. And the format of the show will pretty much be the same, too, except I'll occasionally be sold into slavery in exchange for salt rations midway through. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you have a question you'd like to submit, just use the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack on social media or get it tattooed on your forehead and you can ask me in person. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode where we'll discuss the difficult choice many parents are being forced to make during the coronavirus pandemic. Should you keep your children home from summer camp or send them off to die? Both seem like fine options to me, but wait until you hear what the experts have to say. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you next time.